Hey, Shuckers fans, it's your broadcaster, Javik Blake, out here at American Family Fields of Phoenix. We're getting set for the 2025 season, and the Shuckers are getting set for their 2025 season as well. And what better person to talk about the Shuckers' prospects that could potentially be coming to Biloxi in 2025 than Kurt Hogan, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Kurt, thanks for taking the time.
Well, there are better people than me, but I'm just happy to be here.
Kurt, we appreciate the time. Yeah. It's going to be a fun season in Biloxi. But spring training's been a lot of fun so far, a lot of fun storylines with former Shuckers, whether it's Craig Yoho, Logan Henderson making headlines. What have you seen from talking with the guys in the clubhouse, talking with Pat Murphy about former Shuckers who are set to make an impact, maybe not at the start of the 2025 season at the big league level, but throughout 2025 with the Brewers?
Well, last year we saw Jackson Churio in his first year after spending the entire season in Biloxi. We saw him have a great season here in Milwaukee, and we're looking like it might be similar. We see guys go from double A 1 year, maybe not straight to the major leagues, although Craig Yoho's pretty dang close, but there's a bunch of guys who are familiar faces from last year's double A team that are going to be up here this year. Craig Yoho's spring has been very eye-opening for, I think, fans, for important people with the Brewers. He's looked really good. Logan Henderson is right in the same vein. He wasn't probably with you guys for too long last year because he was cruising up so fast, but man, he's had a fantastic spring as well. Those are just a couple of names that of the guys that you saw last year that we're gonna see up here pretty soon.
How fun are those storylines throughout, especially the early part of spring training, when you see the leaps? I know Logan Henderson's a guy that you and I have talked about a lot, of came into spring and watched his first outing, and you and I are texting each other going, he's throwing 95?
Yeah. Yeah, he's throwing 95. There's the fastball there that makes you really excited because obviously you know everything about the changeup, but just you talk to people around the Brewers on the big league coaching staff, the guys that are on the field right now as we're recording this. They're evaluating him as a major leaguer and saying he's close. They love the preparation. They love the off the field stuff just as much as what's on the mound, and that's an important thing for young prospects in big league spring training too. Is how do you conduct yourself? How do you prepare for these outings? Do you act and look like a big leaguer in everything you do? And you know, the reports you heard on Logan Henderson from this spring when he was here for the month or so that he was in big league camp are right in those lines. And as the Brewers have, you know, they're going to need some arms to step up, some depth arms, and he's right in the mix once some injuries start hitting.
Talking about the next wave of guys, a lot of them will be featured in the breakout game today. The 2-3-4 in the order is looking like pretty similar to what the Shuckers 2-3-4 might be this year, between Laura, between Pratt, between Adams. Who are you most excited to see play live and in person today?
Well, we've seen a lot of Cooper Pratt, so I would normally say him, but we've seen him. He started in big league camp, and he's been awesome, hitting over 300 OPS in the 900s. You talk about a guy who just looks like he's going to belong in the big leagues, similar to Logan Henderson. That's Cooper Pratt. But I would say from those guys, I want to see Luke Adams. Very, very interesting profile and player, and he's fun to watch. And the Brewers don't, you know, there's not a lot of prospects that are quite like him. He gets hit by a lot of pitches. His setup is different at the plate than you'll see from a lot of guys. So he's someone who's kind of around that top 10 prospect list too in Double A. Is going to be, as it is for a lot of prospects, it's the big challenge. It's the big jump up in pitching in competition level, and so it's going to be a big year for him as well.
You talk about big jumps. Cooper Pratt's one that has kind of already made that jump. They talk about Double A as a proving ground, but facing big league pitchers almost day in, day out here at spring training is another big leap as well, and he's really done such a fantastic job taking that. We talked to Pat Murphy yesterday. He was really, really high on a guy like Cooper Pratt. What have you seen just from being around him, being around this clubhouse, of what he could potentially do? And I guess the big question is how long he actually stays in Biloxi if he starts there.
Well, Pat Murphy talks about another fellow Shucker, Jefferson Caro. It's his favorite prospect, and he says you can just smell it. It smells like a player, and I don't know if it's my nose, but one of my senses is telling me like this guy is just a ball player. You see some guys, and you're like, yeah, that guy plays baseball, and everything he does, all his movements at the plate, in the field, on the bases, it looks like what he does is he's meant to play baseball, and the kid just hits. He uses all fields. He's a line drive hitter. He's growing into some power. The plays he makes in the field too, you watch and you're like, oh, this kid's only 20. He doesn't turn 21 until this year. It's there's people with the Brewers that say he was the steal of the draft a couple years ago when they got him in the sixth round out of high school. And it's looking like they might not be wrong. He's about as good of a prospect as you're going to see in the Brewers system this year.
You watch a lot of Brewers minor league baseball. Number one in the beat of watching Brewers minor league baseball.
Maybe too much. Maybe too much. There's a lot of nights if I'm not at the game, I got this guy. Sometimes you're muted. I got other things going on. I'm going to be frank, but this guy's voice is going through my living room on plenty of off nights.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in. But if you could pick one breakout pitcher, one breakout hitter that we have not talked about who may not be in Biloxi to start but will make a big impact for the Shuckers in 2025, you had to pick one pitcher, one hitter. Who are you picking?
To get to Biloxi in 2025, I would have said Josh Noth probably. He would have started at high A, and unfortunately he's got Tommy John surgery. So I'm going to go with another one we'll probably see today, Bishop Letson. He was another guy from this incredible Brewers 2023 draft out of high school, and he pitched pretty well last year at low A Carolina, so you'd assume he takes the bump up to high A. Spend some time with friend Chris Mehring in Appleton, and very projectable arm, very projectable, so you could put two and two together. Okay, if he makes that jump up from pitches well in high A, which he very well could, that's probably a guy that you would see at some time this year if he performs, as he's capable of.
Who on the hitting side do you think can make a similar jump like that?
That's a good question. Hold on. Yoferi Rodriguez. There's a name for you. How about that one? Should we say Jesus Made? I know that's what you want.
We've been getting a lot of questions in the Shuckers front office about when Jesus Made may make an appearance. I keep telling him if it's the Churio track, and he has to put together, again, one of the best minor league seasons we've seen from someone not named Churio in the past 20 years, it would be maybe August. But I think a guy like Yoferi is a guy who we're excited to potentially see, especially just watching the swings and the decisions he makes. Again, like Pratt, a real young guy in A-ball last year, if he makes that jump in high A, it might not be too long.
Yeah, there's a few guys. I mean, Josh Adamczewski is probably going to start at low A Carolina, but he really came on strong last year between the Complex League and a little time at Carolina. Blake Burke, the Brewers' second pick of the draft last year, he'll start probably high A, but those college guys, they're a little more developed. If it's kind of like Mike Bovee last year. If you're there and you rake, we don't need to see a whole lot more. Go on down to Biloxi. So that's another name too. It'll be a good year. It'll be a good year for the Shucks, I think. I think we're going to be shucking.
We certainly hope so, too, down in Biloxi. Kurt, appreciate the time. Always great catching up.
For sure, for sure.